State.
Oh, how you doing, buddy?
I've got your summer cold, State. You working today?
Oh, yeah. Headed for Gaffney.
Pretty calm weather. I thought you and Dave might be up at Campobello today flying.
Well, I got to work, and I got to be back in Greenville by 11:30, headed for Gaffney. And I got some stuff to do this afternoon, and Dave's still working full time. I tell you what, that boy, they run him hard.
And he keeps talking about retiring. He's making me tired talking about retiring. I done been retired now, what, 11 years now.
The type of guy that he's just all up in a leadership role, and he is the guy in charge, and that's going to be hard to turn loose for him. So when he finally has had enough, he'll just turn it loose and let it go. Until he's had enough, no, he's going to keep at it.
When I retired, where was the last airport? About the last 10, 11 years I worked, I only did airports. New runways, extended runways, and so on. I believe Douglas up at Charlotte was the last one we put in a new taxiway and a runway. And after that job was over, we didn't have another job to go to because things had really slowed down then. And boss man wouldn't lay us off. He'd work us one day a week, a half day a week, and I'd been with him about 21 years, and I hated to go ahead and quit. So I stuck in there for a little over a year. Little did I know that when you do retire, they base your retirement check on what you're going to draw on what you earned in the last 3 years. So that really hurt me when he finally laid us off and told us to go sign up for unemployment. I said, the heck with that. I'm calling, getting on the internet and going straight to Social Security. So they base my retirement check on really the last 2 years I worked because I didn't have hardly any hours in that last year I stuck with it.
You got shortchanged, boss.
And took the early retirement at 62. And everybody, oh, you messing up. Man, the shape with the Social Security's in now, I'm glad I went ahead and took what I knew I could get.
There you go. So you used to work concrete, huh?
Keep that word. I have poured some concrete, but I ran an excavator for about 40 years. I done most of the grading and all of the pipe work and buried the electrical for the guidance system and the landing lights and all of that stuff. They say I was pretty good at it. I done it long enough to be pretty good at it.
Tell you what, that's a good spot if you can get it. It sounds like you had a good time doing it.
Last 10 years I worked, well, it never was like working. It was like playing a video game. And the last 10 years I worked, I ran a new Volvo. And they wasn't no standing up in that thing, looking down in the ditch or anything like that. You had cameras on the boom. You had cameras on the counterweight. You just looked down there at the monitor, and you controlled everything with two joysticks. Behind your seat, you had one box on the right that you put your food in, and it would keep it warm for your lunch. And the box on the left, you could put your drinks in there and keep them cold. You had stereo surround sound in it. I mean, it wasn't nothing like going to work. It was a joy to get up and go play in the morning.
When you finally set it down?
Two.
I had the same thing. I retired at 62 and a half and started with Social Security. And, based on my family ancestry as far as how long we live, I figured it all out. I get more money by retiring at 62 and a half than I did at 66. So, hey, I just turned it loose.
Say I turned it loose. I've got this friend of mine. He says he's a ham operator. He got his technician license about 5 years ago. And every once in a while, I'll hear him on 2 meters. But he went and got his tech license and bought a bunch of 2 meter mobiles and put them in all the company trucks. And I told him, Ben, you can't do that. You can't use 2 meters as a business radio. And he had one crank-up tower, and then he had a freestanding tower out there. And last time I talked to Mark, one of the other operators, he said, man, it took the track hole and went out there and just pushed the towers over and pushed them out there in the woods so he could build a new shop. And he just got completely out of radio, I reckon.
Back with you just a minute. I got a call come in.
Get it, Steve. K4OAM. I'll be sitting here listening.
You still there, Walt?
Still here. Man, I ought to be getting a discount from Starbucks. It was my daughter's birthday Friday, her half-sister's birthday Saturday, my brother's birthday Sunday, and my niece's birthday today. And I've sent them all a $10 Starbucks gift certificate. Maybe they can get one cup of coffee.
I tell you what, after the way Starbucks acted over our military bases, they ain't got nothing I want.
Never bought anything from them. I get up in the morning and I put me on a pot of Folgers coffee and I'll sit down here on the radio. I got a couple of nets on HF I check into in the morning. I'll sit here and drink my coffee till it gets cold or either I get full and that's it. I very seldom drink coffee if I go out to a restaurant.
About that. Well, hey, what kind of radio did you buy?
That FT-950. I ordered that thing on Wednesday and it was here Friday morning. Man, this thing's got a receiver on it like I ain't never heard.
What it do?
Bought it from one of the net controllers for the Ole Miss net out in Missouri.
Okay. How about that? So it's a 950, you say? A 950D?
950, I believe it was, according to the serial number, is one of the last ones made in 2016. It's a contest in radio.
What's the difference between a regular radio and a contest in radio?
It's got all kind of bells and whistles on it. It's got a clarifier for the receive, a clarifier for the transmit, and equalizers for the mic, which at 450 had. And this one here, you hit one button, and you can actually hear what you sound like while you're talking on the radio. I don't know if you know it or not, but that 450, it's got a recorder in it that you can record somebody's transmission and play it back to them to let them see how they actually sound.
Not that deep into it yet. I've used a little bit, made some pretty good contacts down in Brazil and all down in there and over out on the West Coast, but that's just using 100 watt. I haven't pumped it up with the amplifier yet.
It's putting out between 140 and 160 watts, but it says it's a 100 watt radio, but I checked into the Goodfellas Net the other night, and Bob said, "Walt, what in the world did you do? Did you buy an amp to go on that 450? They didn't know I'd sold the 450 and bought the 950, so I've been getting some real good signal reports on this thing.
That's what it's all about, man, I tell you. So, have you been getting into Europe or Southeast Asia?
A couple of the polling stations Saturday. Man, I went over there and got that second shot, and my arm is still, I can't hardly move it. It is so sore today. But I hadn't had much time to get on the thing. I've got this big 5-foot-tall Army Surplus tripod. And I told my daughter, I said, "You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to take that tripod and put it on top of the house and put that Cushcraft tri-band beam up there, Steve. I'm going to order 100 foot of coax today for it."
Coax from?
Go up to the wire man if I'm in a hurry, or if not there, I get it from DX Engineering or Gigaparts.
Yeah. They got good wire up there at Wireman. I think you'll like that Cushcraft. You get the right rotator on that thing, and you get it up high enough off the ground, and it'll work.
So Gary, KI4DOS, I'm gonna give him time to drink his coffee this morning, and I'm going to give him a call about that guy that's got that Yaesu rotator and control box that's just been rebuilt. He's been running it on the swap net now for about 3 weeks. I'm going to give Gary a call and get the guy's phone number, and I'm supposed to be able to get to my stimulus check at the bank tomorrow. Yeah, I'm thinking about buying that rotator and control box from that guy over there, and I believe he's in Easley.
That sounds good. Which rotator is it? The 450?
It is. I had talked to somebody about it a week or two ago, but that's before I hadn't made my mind up to sell the beams or put them up. But they told me that rotator would turn that beam and stop it. I've got one of these light duty rotators, but W4DF told me it would turn the beam. But the thing of it is, it's got them plastic gears in it. And if we had any wind, that it could strip those plastic gears. I've got two of them things, but I'm not going to go through putting a set of beams up on something like that.
Hey, Walt, I've got a 50-foot tower, and I'm up on a knoll, and I have recorded on my weather station there 58-mile-an-hour wind. That wasn't all that long ago. It was within the last year. And I've got a Yaesu 450 rotator head. And I've got it set up with a Cushcraft D4, which is actually longer than yours. Okay? Mine's good for 40, 20, 15, and 10. And I'm telling you, that rotator will handle it just fine as long as it hasn't been abused. And it does a great job. And the trick to it is the wind load on that Cushcraft is next to nothing.
Kind of in a bind here. I'm wanting to get that thing up. And right now I'm debating on whether to get in my truck right over here to Boiling Springs, the Lowe's, and get me some 2x6s and the stuff to build me an 8x8 deck out here on front of this camper of mine.
The lumber, brother. I'm going to tell you what, they're gouging something terrible right now. We're having a housing boom, and there's limited supply. According to them, it's a limited supply. And what they're charging for lumber right now is obscene.
That's a sheet, a 4x8 sheet of OSB board, 3/4 inch. A year ago, you could get it for anywhere from $28 to $32. The cheapest I found it now is $92. And don't even think about 2x6s and 2x8s. Man, they are ridiculous. And 4x4s, I was going to get 4x4s for post. And I got looking out here in the backyard, that metal storage building out there. There's about 10 8-foot treated 4x4s stacked up out there.
Utilize what you got.
What I'm going to try to do, but I don't know how hard it's going to be to get some holes dug out here for the post and the pillars and sacrate with all these trees around.
I was wondering about that Cushcraft D3. But are you
going to
have enough rotation room in there?
On top of the house, I will. I can put it up right here at the, on the gable right here at the back of my shack, and I'll have plenty of room there.
That ought to work, Ben. Well, thing about that Cushcraft antenna is it's not going to ground plane very well. You won't get anybody local or close to you.
Well, I've got this pan dipole up. I'm going to leave it up. I thought about going to the wire man and getting another G5 RV. That G5 RV they've got will put MFJ to shame. I think theirs is seem like it's number 12 or number 14 copper clad steel. The only thing I hate about a G5 RV, they're not insulated. And this fan dipole I got up, the wire is insulated, so in the spring and summer, strung up in these trees, if it touches the leaves, it don't affect the SWR on it.
Well, that's good. Well, you
want
another thing you gotta do.
Well, that fan dipole, it covers from, says down to 10, but I've got it to load up on 6. But, boy, they are aggravating to get set up and get the SWR on them. You go to tune the 10 meters, you got to go back and retune the 15, the 20, and the 40. It's just, it's a pain in the butt if you ain't got an antenna analyzer. And then when you get it up in the air, it changes again. It's a good day's work of just getting the SWR right on it, so it'd be right when you do get it up at a height.
Why I love my tilt-over tower.
If another tower, it's going to be a tilt-over or a crank-up.
Get my hands on an aluminum crank-up.
I forget his call. He was a retired preacher over in Easley. I went over there when I first got my technician license, and I bought a few things for him, and he had a 40-foot aluminum crank-up laying out there beside his driveway, and I asked him, I said, what do you want for that tower? He said, well, it belongs to the radio club, and I'd say they'll take probably $40 for it, Walt. Said, I'll check with them and see. Yeah, I called him back a couple of weeks later, and he said that they wanted $50 for it. I said, I'll be over there to get it. He said, I believe Gabriel bought that thing from them. But I just waited too long, Steve.
Well, what club was that, Blue Ridge?
It sure was, and I didn't know it.
Well, they probably offered it to the Blue Ridge membership before they let it go out.
Been laying out there on the ground about a year when I saw it. And they thought they'd just probably just give it to me since I was a new technician. But I just waited too doggone long on that one.
Like I said, I'd love to get my hands on a good aluminum crank-up. I've got a trailer that I'd like to mount it on. And, you know, that way it would just tip over and I could transport it. I'd take that thing up to the top of the Mount Mitchell and I'd see just what I could do.
Thinking about, well, I've already re-floored that bedroom back there. That's what that roll of linoleum's for. I got in here in the kitchen. I've got to get in there and clean that mess up where everything poured out and get that linoleum down in there. And I'm going to do the same thing in here where I've got my radio equipment. And I'm thinking about pulling this thing to Shelby this September.
Shelby.
They started opening them up all around here lately. I believe they'll have Shelby this year. I'd like to go up there on a Thursday or a Friday and just spend the whole weekend. And I hate to go up there, get there early in the morning, and you can stay there to dark and still be wanting to walk and go back and look. And then I just want to go spend the night. If I don't pull this up there, I got a 6-man tent I'll throw in back the truck and go. But I doubt if you'd be able to get a campsite up there now, because they usually I know year before last I was going to go and take a tent and camp, and they had done booked up for a year or two ahead back then, and then they do have it this year after this virus. I know that place is going to be packed. They said the one up at, Sevierville, they said it was pretty well packed out week before last.
Well, I need to go ahead and make the reservations for that one because I'm going up to Tennessee now.
Said it was week before last, I think. They've got one, I believe, June the 24th up above Asheville at Waynesville. That's a pretty good ham fest.
No, I'm talking about that Sedco that up there in Sevierville.
About that one, I know they had one up there, I believe, 2 weeks ago, because I talked to a bunch of guys on that, the Goodfellas Net that went up there.
All right, well, listen, I'm destinated up here in Gaffney, but I got to go in and do a little bit of work for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'll be back out. I'll try to hit you then. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear for a little bit.
All right, Steve. K40IM, I'm clear, too. I'm going to go get me another cup of coffee and try to figure out what I'm going to do, whether I'm buying lumber or getting the tripod ready to go. Get off of here and get there and get to work.
All